guys. How you doing?
Well, thank you. Hey, Jason, what changes without Dez Bryant in the lineup?
Well, obviously, Dez is a great player, and he's a guy that we feature in our offense every week. He's a guy that gets a lot of attention from opposing defenses. But, you know, we've had injuries before to other players, and our philosophy is a pretty simple one. The next guy goes in there, and the expectations are the same about how we go about our business each day and get ready for the game, and we just go play. So, obviously, we'll miss him. He's a hard guy to replace, but, you know, we'll put another receiver in there, and we'll just go play football.
What were your opinion of Sam Bradford before he had his injury issues, and what have you seen of him since he's come back here now with the Eagles?
Oh, I think he's a really good player. I think he has been. I think everybody saw that in college. Not a surprise to anybody that he was drafted as high as he was. And, you know, when he was healthy in St. Louis, he was an awfully good player. And I think everybody around the league recognizes that. And, you know, he's never been a guy who in my view, hasn't played well. I mean, you've always liked the tape. His biggest issue has been being able to stay on the field on a consistent basis.
From your perspective, why is DeMarco Murray no longer with the Cowboys?
Oh, I think there are a lot of business decisions that get made in 32 NFL cities every year. And, you know, we had a situation where we had a few different guys up, they hit free agency at the same time. And in a salary cap era, unfortunately, you can't keep everybody. DeMarco was a great player for us. He really was. Obviously, last year, he did an unbelievable job for our team, but really right from the outset, his rookie year, he's been a really good player. So everybody in our organization wanted to keep him. Sometimes the business of the NFL gets in the way, and opportunities are better for individual players to go elsewhere. And DeMarco thought that was the case with him, and that was the best decision for him to go to Philadelphia.
If you think back to March, what was your initial reaction when you heard he was going to the Eagles?
Well, we're disappointed. We wanted DeMarco Murray to be a Cowboy. I think everybody in our organization from top to bottom wanted that to happen. But, you know, it's not the first time a player has left our organization for a better financial opportunity, a better playing opportunity somewhere else. And, you know, that's just the nature of our business. It happens, again, to 32 teams around this league. And, you know, we're appreciative of the years that he had with us and everything he gave us, and wish him nothing but the best in Philadelphia.
How were you able to kind of, like, adapt to him not being there? Like, did you have to change anything around, or you just, like, plug in the next guy? How did you go about that?
Yeah, it's the same thing, like, at any position. You know, when a guy's not there, it provides another person an opportunity. And, you know, Joe Randall and Lance Dunbar were running backs on our team the last few years, and those guys have done a good job when they've gotten their chances. We went out and signed Darren McFadden, brought him into the mix, and you know, just tried to create a competitive situation all throughout the off season and training camp. And you know, we'll continue to do that, you know, each week. And those guys will battle for playing opportunities and for opportunities to touch the football. And it's good competition that we have at that position. That's really what we try to do throughout our team.
Were you concerned about the workload he had last year and how he would respond this year?
Not at all. Not at all. You know, DeMarco handled the workload really, really well. If we ever saw any diminishing returns in him, we would have done something about it. But, you know, he's one of those guys that gets stronger as the game goes on. And to me, you know, he was so good down the stretch for us as well. Obviously, teams knew that we were going to run the football, and he got a lot of attention, a lot of guys around the line of scrimmage, but we still were able to do that. And, you know, he's a heck of a football player.
What have you seen on film about how he's used here, I guess, in week one in the preseason relative to the way you used him there?
Well, it's a different style of offense. So, you know, I'm sure he, like the other guys up there, getting acclimated to that style of offense. And obviously it's been a very effective style of offense, you know, both at the college level and here in the NFL. So DeMarco's a really good football player. He can play in any system.
Jason, Tony Romo didn't face much pressure last week, and obviously a lot's been said about your offensive line. Can you talk about them and how they've continued to evolve?
Well, it's a really good unit, obviously. You know, that was probably priority number one for me when I became the head coach, is that we had to rebuild that offensive line. And, you know, the game starts up front. You have to be strong on the offensive and defensive lines to be good in this league on a consistent basis, week in and week out, and over the course of the season. And, you know, we allocated resources to get better up there. We drafted Tyron Smith to be our left tackle in the first round. In subsequent years, we took Travis Frederick. in the first round. We took Zach Martin, and, you know, we have a good unit. Doug Free has been a veteran player for us. Ron Leary has been a good player for us, playing that left guard spot. And, you know, those guys, they work extremely hard. Probably the hardest working unit that we have on our team. Spent a lot of time together, and I think they've all each grown individually. I think they've grown as a unit since they've been together, and that's what our expectation is for them. And they do a great job working hard every day to be the best they can be.
Jason, the stretch play was has been a large part of your offense over the last several years. Was that play a big part because of the skill set of your offensive lineman, or because DeMarco was so effective running it?
Oh, I think it's a combination. I think most teams in the league have some version of that play. And, you know, we're no different. You know, we have a zone scheme that the stretch play is a big part of. Any team that runs the zone stuff, that's really the bread and butter type play in their run offense. But you know, we also run gap scheme runs and perimeter runs and misdirection runs. So, you know, like most teams, we do a variety of things. Certainly that stretch play has been a big part of it. DeMarco runs it well. And, you know, we feel like the offensive linemen that we have are capable of running that well also.
Well, Jason, one of the guys you're going to depend on, I would assume, is Terrence Williams. What's your evaluation of him, and what do you like about him?
Well, Terrence is a good football player. You know, we drafted him in the third round out of Baylor 3-4 years ago. And, he, you know, he's really stepped in and done a good job for us playing opposite Dez. And, you know, he's somebody that's gotten better and better, you know, almost day by day, week by week, and certainly year by year. And a very serious-minded guy, works very hard in practice, very intense in meetings, and really just wants to get better. And I think we've all seen that. He's evolved as a route runner, his run after catch, his ability to make plays, you know, down the field, but also after he catches the football. I think it really helped our football team. So certainly the right kind of guy, and growing and developing as a player, we're lucky to have him.
In the two games you guys played against the Eagles last year, what were your impressions of their defensive line, particularly Benny Logan and Fletcher Cox?
Oh, I think they're excellent. They're excellent. They have a lot of strengths on their team, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, obviously. They've been very productive, and when you look at their defense, you know, that front seven's outstanding, and those down guys are really the foundation of that. And they're very talented guys. They're quick. They're explosive. They're strong. They play with good technique. They run to the ball. They make a lot of plays on the ball, both in the run game. They affect the quarterback. So they certainly do a very good job, and I think their team feeds off of them.
Behind the defensive line, there's a handful of new faces on the Eagles' defense. What looks different compared to last December when you saw them?
Well, they have some different guys on the back end, obviously, and you know, guys who have played in this league for a while. You know, I just think they're a good defensive unit. They got a lot of talented players. They have a good scheme. They play the right way. So you know, we're certainly very impressed by them, and we have a healthy respect for them. Our big thing, though, is you just got to focus on ourselves and playing our best football.
Tell me about the challenge of playing against the tempo offense. Obviously, the Eagles aren't the only team that does it. But, you know, in a given week, sometimes you don't have to worry about that. And what kind of level of preparation does that add for you guys?
Well, you just have to get ready for that. And it's as simple as that. And it's a big part of why they've been successful on offense is they play at that fast tempo. They get a lot of plays run. They get the defense on their heels. And they're able to execute at that pace. So, you know, the biggest thing for us to do is not be bothered by the tempo, just be ready to play. When the ball's ready, we got to be ready, and then we just go execute our defense. And, you know, it's really as simple as that. And when we have done that, we've been ready to play. We've done a good job against them and other teams who run this style of offense. But when you're not ready, you know, they really can take advantage of it. So we have to practice and prepare the right way this week, and then certainly once the game comes, be ready for it because they're going to bring it.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Jason.
Right, thanks. Okay, guys, good talking to you.
You too.